Now turn to part two. You will hear a woman called Yvonne on a TV program giving her opinion about children being punished at school. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Any of you who are of my generation or older will no doubt remember the strap. But for those youngsters listening, I'd better explain, because I'm saying this for your benefit. The strap, as they called it, was a thick piece of leather about an inch wide and half as long as a belt, and it was especially designed for hitting small children on the palms of their hands. Nowadays, if you do something wrong at school, you're unlucky if you even get a telling off. And even the most serious offences get little more than a concerned phone call from the head teacher to your mum and dad. Now, when I was at St Anne's School for Girls in the 50s, we didn't have things quite so easy. It didn't take much to get a strapping. I'll never forget the first time it happened to me. One morning, I came to school in the wrong shoes, brown ones instead of black, and that was enough for the principal to call me up in front of the whole class of children and beat my hand until it bled. I saw this and many other examples of our school's discipline system as very cruel and unfair. Now, unlike many people of that time, I didn't just forget about it when my school days were over. Soon I had children of my own, and the thought that they would one day get the same treatment really made my blood boil. And that's when I heard about Poppy, parents opposed to physical punishment of infants. All the other members were like me. They had young children and didn't want some unfeeling teachers filling their lives with misery. So we started writing letters, first to the schools, then to the education department, and eventually to our local politicians. And in 1979, the government put an end to the strap, and the cane, and the paddle. And we thought that we had guaranteed our children the chance to grow up into fine young people. And that, I'm afraid, did not happen. My own son and daughter have turned into lazy, irresponsible young adults who really have no idea how lucky they are. I'm sure you all know people like them, and they're not the worst by far. But it's only recently that I've begun to think, to wish, that they'd never changed the law. Cruel it may have been. Unfair it often was, but it taught us our place in society, and that's something that few young people today seem to know or want to respect. For example, we wouldn't have all the teenage crime that goes on nowadays if those teenagers concerned had, when they'd been younger, been given the strap.
You will hear the piece again.
Any of you who are of my generation or older will no doubt remember the strap. But for those youngsters listening, I'd better explain, because I'm saying this for your benefit. The strap, as they called it, was a thick piece of leather about an inch wide and half as long as a belt, and it was especially designed for hitting small children on the palms of their hands. Nowadays, if you do something wrong at school, you're unlucky if you even get a telling off. And even the most serious offences get little more than a concerned phone call from the head teacher to your mum and dad. Now, when I was at St Anne's School for Girls in the 50s, we didn't have things quite so easy. It didn't take much to get a strapping. I'll never forget the first time it happened to me. One morning, I came to school in the wrong shoes. brown ones instead of black, and that was enough for the principal to call me up in front of the whole class of children and beat my hand until it bled. I saw this and many other examples of our school's discipline system as very cruel and unfair. Now, unlike many people of that time, I didn't just forget about it when my school days were over. Soon I had children of my own, and the thought that they would one day get the same treatment really made my blood boil. And that's when I heard about Poppy, parents opposed to physical punishment of infants. All the other members were like me. They had young children and didn't want some unfeeling teachers filling their lives with misery. So we started writing letters, first to the schools, then to the education department, and eventually to our local politicians. And in 1979, the government put an end to the strap, and the cane, and the paddle. And we thought that we had guaranteed our children the chance to grow up into fine young people. And that, I'm afraid, did not happen. My own son and daughter have turned into lazy, irresponsible young adults who really have no idea how lucky they are. I'm sure you all know people like them, and they're not the worst by far. But it's only recently that I've begun to think, to wish, that they'd never changed the law. Cruel it may have been, unfair it often was, but it taught us our place in society, and that's something that few young people today seem to know or want to respect. For example, we wouldn't have all the teenage crime that goes on nowadays if those teenagers concerned had, when they'd been younger, been given the strap.
That is the end of part 2.